And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
The Vikings have some new names and faces to their starters on offense. Connor Cook and Thielen enter Addison and Madison. Joining us this year again is our Vikings insider, Luke Braun from Locked On Vikings. And Luke, those guys will be missed, but still a lot of talent at the skill positions for the Vikings.
Yeah, they're pretty excited about what they get at wide receiver. With Jefferson and Osborne, we saw what those guys could do last year. Jordan Addison has been flashing as well. Kevin O'Connell went on the podium and talked about how he is so impressed with Jordan Addison and his understanding of the playbook, considering that he missed so much of OTAs, and you can see it on the practice field as well. And then even the depth, a lot of hype around guys like Jalen Naylor, who's a young guy, or Brandon Powell, a free agent that we didn't really expect much from, but he's been one of the standouts of camp too.
All right, good stuff. Hey, we'll talk O-line when we come back.
Your financial freedom is just one job away. Oil Water Energy Solutions is looking for truck drivers to work in the oil field to haul sand and water. Competitive wages, 25 to 30% depending on experience. 2 years experience preferred. Class A CDL required. Tanker endorsement needed to haul water. Certifications needed are PEC Safeland or OSHA 10, PEC H2S Clear. 12-hour shifts, 6 days a week. Call us at 701-609-0505. That's 701-609-0505. Oil Water Energy Solutions. It's just one job away.
Friday, September 15th.
Fantastic. Holy!
World-class professional MMA fights come to North Dakota. Four Bears Casino and Lodge. FourBearsCasino.com to order while supplies last.
We're with Vikings insider Luke Braun. And Luke, a lot of the same names and faces on the O-line. There could be some changes depending upon. There's a while till the first game of the season. Hopefully that experience kicks in and helps them improve.
They've been talking quite a bit about continuity, and it's the same 12 guys through all the depth. Austin Schlotman, Chris Reed, who's been injured, but he's still in the building. I mean, it's the same group of people. So it's kind of funny thinking about how much Kirk Cousins was hit last year and the effect that that had on him, and that they've brought back the same group of people. But they have a different sort of plan in terms of scheming the run game differently so that they can use more double teams and ask a little less of those guys, and hopefully that's their plan for sort of improving the blocking up front, both in the run and in the pass.
So bottom line, improved offense this year?
We'll see. If Jordan Addison is the way he looks in camp, it's very possible, but those running backs are very interesting. I think they've improved the run game. We'll see if everything else comes in kind.
Good stuff. Thanks, Luke, for that. And hey, that'll conclude this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by Oil Water Energy Solutions, by Four Bears Casino and Lodge near Newtown, North Dakota, and by Herd and Horns, your NDSU Bison headquarters across from campus.